This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Nearly 2 years after Hurricane Katrina, many New Orleans neighborhoods are still missing some of the basics, even street signs. As many as 27,000 signs were either damaged during the storm or stolen during the recovery. As with a lot of problems in New Orleans, the government has been slow to act. So some residents are taking it upon themselves to replace the street signs. Eve Abrams reports from New Orleans.
Driving around New Orleans, you sometimes have to rely on memory as to where certain streets are located. Occasionally, you get lucky, and you come across a handmade sign nailed onto a telephone pole or a tree.
There's North Rampart. It's a little yellow sign with orange edges and a purple North Rampart written on it.
Kathleen Krause steers her pickup truck through the Holy Cross neighborhood of New Orleans. She's one of the people who decided to paint her own street signs.
I wanted it to be cheerful. It's pretty darn ugly back here right now. And like some other people made signs too. They weren't there before. Oh, well, here we have Jordan Avenue.
Krause lives in the Lower Ninth Ward and returned home a few weeks after Hurricane Katrina. She used leftover house paint and scraps of wood to hang street signs in her neighborhood.
I put them up because all of the FEMA people and the road home inspectors could never find it. They would just call, and I'd have to explain to them how to get there by, like, their visuals. Figured I should put up some signs, at least to my house and my friends' houses, so we could take care of our business.
Some of Kathleen's signs have faded, but they're still up. As New Orleans officials grapple with much bigger problems in the rebuilding, residents are making their neighborhoods more livable. Kathleen's do-it-yourself-if-you-want-it-to-get-done attitude is typical in the city. City Park is a sprawling 1,300-acre former plantation that is home to one of the largest collections of mature live oak trees in the world. The road leading up to the New Orleans Museum of Art was once lined with these trees, but the hurricane's flooding brought up to 8 feet of salty, toxic waters onto the grounds. So these days, a small group of New Orleanians gathers at the park entrance every Saturday morning with their push mowers and their weed whackers. Mary Antoon is one of the group's organizers.
When we really first started, it was like seriously going in there and chopping down sometimes 5 feet of grass and brush, and under that, of course, is debris and trash. Now it's like just kind of trying to keep it beautiful, and before it was like we were pioneers.
These pioneers call themselves the Morons. Mary's husband, Trey Antoon, says the name fits.
When you're cutting 1,300 acres with a push mower, you don't feel too smart. That's why we're Morons.
The Moron slogan, weeding by example, makes their intentions plain: to get other people to help care for the city. The hurricane caused $43 million in park damage, decimated maintenance equipment, and forced park officials to lay off 90% of their staff. Mary Antoon says it's hard to imagine folks in another American city getting together each week to mow the lawn of their premier public park. But here in New Orleans, that's what it takes.
As someone who had a flooded home and who was dealing with sort of chaos at the house, you know, you wanted your public space to be beautiful, at least. That sounds like really lofty, but that's exactly what it is.
It's not just that the residents of post-Katrina New Orleans are tired of waiting. It's that they can't wait. They're helping each other get mail and telephone services restored, and they're gutting and repairing each other's homes. Taking up the slack for the government's slow pace, in simple, everyday ways, is part of living in the new New Orleans. For NPR News, I'm Eve Abrams in New Orleans.